The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It was with the idea that to be present, be mindful for what was actually happening in the present moment without judging it, without reacting to it, without being for and against it. Just being present. And I found this very useful. I found that in doing that with time, that it came with a kind of an inner stability or steadiness where I could be present in a steady, stable way on the wide range of kind of things churning through me or happening with me and around me. This ability to kind of be non-reactively present. After I did this for a while, I learned that there's a lot that goes on in the present moment. And there's a natural sense where the mind will select out of all the different things that are happening in the present moment. There's a selection process, select out that which it thinks it's important to focus on. And so, we don't think of so much that we have intention or we have choices behind that selection process. But there are times when I've sat and there's been a lot of sounds around me and I haven't noticed the sounds at all. It just wasn't part of my selection process. Other times, the same kind of sounds that take the selection process picks that out and pulls that up and makes a big deal out of it. And that's what I learned to be present for. Sometimes physical discomfort can be prominent. Sometimes the same physical discomfort has no pull in the selection process that's there in the background. And there's a lot of different things going on. There's sounds and sensations in the body and feelings and thoughts and moods, and there's a whole wide range of things. And it's okay to be involved in that selection process a little bit. You don't have to necessarily just go along with whatever selection your mind happens to make. And in fact, that's what we do when we focus on the breath, is we selecting out of the whole range of things we could pay attention to in the present moment, we focus on the breath, because the breath is stabilizing, it's centering, it helps us stay in the present moment, it's a nice anchor to the present moment so we don't wander off from the present. So there's a selection process, we kind of give a little more attention to the breath than just everything else, kind of whatever way the selection process just happens to happen. But there are some other simple choices that you can make in that selection process that can sometimes help you get more concentrated, more present. And one of the ways to do that is to give some selection, some choice to notice that part of your practice as it's unfolding, which is pleasant, that's enjoyable. So looking for the pleasure in the practice. I know when I was a new Buddhist practitioner, I thought that you weren't supposed to enjoy yourself. You're supposed to just kind of, it was Zen, right? Just be there. and the idea of feeling pleasure seemed like a little bit kind of besides the point of just being present in a non-reactive, free and a non-attached way. But pleasure is a normal part of life, and it's also one of the things that supports concentration. It's also a sense of well-being. So one of the things you can do is to, as you stay present for the breathing or stay present in the present moment, to notice that part of your experience which is enjoyable. Not at the expense of or pushing away or resisting what is uncomfortable, pretending it's not there or trying to override it or deny it or something. Because we're supposed to be realistic and be present for see what's going on. But if there is some enjoyment, even if it's a small percentage of the whole experience, it's fine to take that in, to choose to include that so the mind wants to be there present. The mind, I think, has a little bit easier time being present if the experience is enjoyable than if it's not enjoyable, because the mind's going to want to be there. So to spend, not to do this too actively, don't be too attached to success at this, but when you sit down to meditate, as you're getting into the meditation, to look around and see, in your experience, in your meditative experience, is there something enjoyable or pleasant or comfortable? Is there pleasure in the experience? Is there pleasure in the breathing? Is there pleasure in just sitting still? Is there pleasure in not being caught up in all the different activities of daily life when you're running around taking care of things and just everything stops? There's a whole range of things, things that can be enjoyable in the present moment if we kind of scan around. And when we feel that enjoyment, feel the pleasure, then there is a simple, relaxed way. Maybe you can kind of include that pleasure, include that enjoyment as part of the gestalt, part of the whole of what's happening in the present moment, so that it's welcoming and desirable in a certain way to be present. If your fantasies are more pleasant than your immediate experience, then the mind will go off in the fantasies more easily. So to find some pleasure, find some enjoyment, and hopefully it's simple enjoyment, innocent enjoyment. It doesn't have to be, bells and whistles enjoyment. Something very simple, relaxing, something helps you. So as you practice today, to go about your sitting and your walking, you might consider whether you would like to, how if there is some enjoyment or pleasure or sense of well-being that's here, and then is there some way you can use that to help you be more present? Not to use it so your mind drifts off in thought more and starts fantasizing, like you go stand in the sun and you feel the warmth and you start thinking about going to Hawaii. That doesn't help you be present. But if you can go out in the sun and feel the warmth, and it connects you to your body, and you feel more grounded and connected to your body, then maybe it supports the practice. Make some sense? Okay. And